Amen. 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 I want us to get into the Word of God. Amen. We've been in the Gospel of John. Amen. The Gospel of John. Amen. And the Gospel of John wants to convince us to believe that Jesus is God and to believe in Jesus, because there is salvation when you believe. Amen. There is life. Amen. When you believe. There is light in your life when you believe. Amen. 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 Life can be more abundant when you believe. Amen. I'm trying to talk to somebody. I'm trying to talk to somebody. Amen. Because many of us will be like the guy in the story today. If you turn with me to John chapter 3. Amen. I'm going to talk about a guy today. Amen. That met up with Jesus by night. Amen. And he reminds me of a lot of people. Gospel of John chapter 3. I'm just going to read three verses, but his story is in verses 1 through 21. I'm going to read for us, amen, three verses. But his whole story, amen, is contained in verses 1 through 21. Of the third chapter of John. Listen what it says. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. No one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. And this morning, amen, I need your help. I want to talk to you, amen, something very simple. I want to talk about good news from heaven. Come on. Okay. Okay, I got to do all this. Tell your neighbor good news from heaven. Come on. Wait a minute. Tell your neighbor good news from heaven. Amen. We got some good news. Amen. But this didn't just come from any source. This is good news from heaven. Amen. I got good news for you. Amen. I got good news for somebody. Amen. I say, "Pastor, getting on our case this morning." No, I got good news for you. Amen. I might step on your toes at first, but guess what? I got some good news for you. I might upset you a little bit this morning, but I do have some good news. Ultimately, there is good news from heaven. There is good news from heaven. Here it is. We like being in control. Come on. We like being in control. I woke up this morning. God speaks to you in the morning. God speaks to people. Amen. And when preachers praying and trying to get ready to talk to God's folk, God will wake you up in the morning and give you this idea. And you say, "Man, God, I hope they get it." Okay. So I hope you get this. I was looking at the news yesterday, and they were talking about getting rid of February 29th. They wanted to get rid of the 29th of February. They say it throws people off. Come on, having that odd day every 4 years. Amen. People don't like it. They want it to be routine. So they're trying to come up with calendars. Come on, they're working on calendars where they can take the 29th of February off of the calendar and not observe the 29th of February. Matter of fact, when they got deeper in the story, they say they're going to take all Friday the 13th off. Wow. They want to take Halloween off. They want to take the 31st off. Amen. They want to take the 31st off, the 13th off. They just want to take them off of the calendar because it's not convenient. It's not comfortable. It makes the days change. Amen. And so they came up with this calendar, and these two men said, on this particular calendar that they're proposing, they said every day, every numerical day would fall on the same day. The first would always be on a Monday. Come on. They say they're working on this calendar where every day will be the same day. Listen, Christmas will be on the same day every year with their calendar. Come on, Easter would be on the same day. They say it would be more convenient if we could line the calendar up where every day would fall on the same day. Then they said, guess what? If they did the calendar like that, your birthday would be on the same day every year. And here's what I was thinking. What if your birthday is on a Tuesday? And you had to celebrate your birthday on a Tuesday. Come on. I know the Friday people will be happy. I know the Saturday people will be happy. But what about the people whose birthday falls on Tuesday or whose falls on Wednesday or what have you? Amen. If it was the same day every day and every day I had to celebrate my birthday on a Tuesday, I might be a miserable fella. But God said, this is how men do things. Men like control. They like making things routine. They don't want to have changes and disruption. But let me tell you, life would be pretty boring if everything always happened on the same day, if everything was always controlled, if everything was always in order, life would soon become very boring. And that's what has happened with religion. And that's what is happening in our churches. We've taken the spirit out. And we've made it routines. So we just show up out of habit. We want to have the order of service. We don't want no shout. Don't want no deviation. Don't want no change in the format. We want just a routine so that when we come to church, amen, we have a predictable experience. We know the prayer that's going to be said. We know the scripture that's going to be read. We know what time we start. We know what time we end. And we know everything that's going to happen in between. And I'm here to tell you, church would be pretty boring if there was no room for the Spirit to break out every now and then. If there was no movement of God in the worship experience, if we just came here like little robots, amen, same song, sang the same song every Sunday, amen, said the same prayer every Sunday, amen, amen, we would be bored to death with our worship experience. And that's what happened with the Jews and Israel. Life had become boring. It had become routine. Amen. And when it's boring and routine, amen, it becomes exclusive instead of inclusive. Amen, amen, amen. And so when we look at this man, this man named Nicodemus, amen, we see somebody who is religious, but there's something missing in his life. Amen. You don't show up and have a private conversation with Jesus unless something is missing in your life. And I'm here to tell you, amen, if you feel something is missing, you need to have a talk with Jesus. Amen. If you don't have the joy like you used to have, you need to sit down and have a talk with Jesus. If your life seems like it's going in the wrong direction, it's about time for you to sit down and have a private conversation with Jesus. Amen. There's a man. This story says there's a man. There's a man. There was a man. Amen. Amen. The only one you can identify with in this is the man. Because you're not Jesus. Amen. So there is a man. The man was a Pharisee. Amen. The Pharisee is the high religious order. Come on, the Pharisees, amen, ran, amen, the rigid religious practice for the Jews. Amen. They were not only the religious leaders, they were also the civil leaders for the Jews. He was at the top. Amen. Do you know you can get to the top and not have joy? Amen. Do you know you can get to the top, amen, in your profession? You can get to the top in your career and still not have joy? You know you can have all the money in the bank that you want and still not have joy? Do you know you can have stocks and bonds and businesses and still not have joy? This man was at the top and he was missing something in his life. Listen what it says. This man was a ruler. He had a title. He had a chair. He had a seat up front. He was a ruler of the Jews. Amen. And the Bible says this man came to Jesus by night. Come on, somebody ought to say by night. Amen. Why did he do it by night? Amen. He's like many of us. Come on, I told you, you can identify with Nicodemus. Amen. He didn't want people to see him. Amen. He was worried about what other people would say. Come on, somebody. Amen. He didn't want to lose his title. He didn't want to lose his position. He didn't want people in the community to think less of him. And some people don't come to Jesus because they're worried about what other people think and worried about what other people might say. But this man found time in the night. He comes to Jesus by night. Amen. He comes to Jesus by night. Why did he show up with Jesus to Jesus? Amen. This man saw something. Come on, come on. You can see glimpses of God even if you're not born again. Just because you see a miracle don't mean you're born again. Come on. Just because you can glimpse heavenly things does not mean that you got a right relationship with God. Amen. He saw some glimpses. Listen what he says to Jesus. He says in verse 2, he says, Rabbi, we know. Come on, that's a special word. He said, we know. How do you know? We know because we saw you. We've seen what you've been doing. We see how you move. We see how you teach. We see how people are following. Rabbi, we know because we witness what you're doing. We see that you're not any ordinary man. We see that you are a teacher come from God. Amen, amen. You can see godliness in a lot of people, but you don't have to be saved. Come on, you can recognize godly things. It doesn't mean that you're saved. You can have titles and positions. It does not mean, amen, that you've been born again. Listen what he says. He says, because we see it, we know that no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Have you seen God working in somebody else's life, but not yours? Amen. Have you seen him working miracles for somebody else, but it seems like he keeps passing you by? Maybe you need to have a midnight visit with Jesus. Maybe you need to slow your schedule down. Carve out some time. Amen. Every now and then people say they don't hear from me, that I don't answer my emails on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because there's a time when I unplug. Amen. I'm very careful of responding to text messages and things. Amen. During some time, because there are times when I'm spending time with God. I can't be so busy that I don't get alone and by myself so that I can hear the voice of God. Do you take time to hear from God? Do you take time to unplug? Turn your phone on. Do not disturb. Tell people, amen, this is my quality time with God so that I can hear God speaking to me. You ought to have a personal relationship with God. Amen. He knows God is working. He sees what God is doing, but he has to take some time to sit down with Jesus. Amen. And he's like us. Amen. He's a Pharisee. He's a ruler of the Jews, so he thinks he's got it together. And so he sits down with Jesus to have a theological discussion. And sometimes we want to have a debate with Jesus. And you better be careful before you try to debate with Jesus. Amen, amen. He comes to Jesus and he says, I know you're a teacher. I know you're a rabbi. And he, in essence, he's saying, I'm a rabbi too. He says, I know you got some godly information. He says, I got some godly information too. He says, I know you know about God. He says, I know some things about God too. He says, Rabbi, I know you're a teacher. Let's sit down and let's talk about God together. And before Jesus can deal with him, amen, Jesus has to prepare his student. Jesus is a teacher. Amen. And a lot of us are not prepared for the discussion. Come on. We want to know great things about God. We want to have blessings from God. We want to do great works of God. But are you prepared for the discussion? Come on, look at the text. Don't go to sleep on me. Wake up, wake up, wake up. He says to him, amen. He raises the issue. He says, I'm ready to have a talk with you. Amen. Nobody's around. This is just between me and you, Jesus. Let's have a talk about God together. And Jesus said, before you talk to me about God, you can't even see what I'm talking about. You got to be born again. Unless a man is born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Many of us don't have a vision for our lives because we don't have the right connection with God. Where are you headed? What's your destiny? What's your future? What does God have in store for you? Have you talked to God about it? Lord, here you put me in this place. What do you want me to do in this place? And we can't receive it because we haven't been born again. Amen. Jesus says, unless a man is born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Don't let the devil steal your joy this morning. Amen. Don't let him steal the seed that God is sowing in your heart. Amen. I want you to get a breakthrough today. Amen. Amen. I want you to see the kingdom. I don't want you to see what's going on around you. I don't want you to see cars and houses and land and keep asking God, give me a new car. Give me a new job. No, ask God for something of eternal significance. Give me joy that the world can't take away. Give me peace that people won't understand. Amen. Give me power. Give me faith so that I can speak and mountains will get out of my way. Lord, there's power in you. I need the power that you have. Amen. And some of us are thinking too small when it comes to God. He already gonna put food on your table. He's already gonna put a roof over your head. He's already gonna provide for your needs according to it. Don't ask him for what he's already gonna do. Ask him for a breakthrough. Ask him for a deliverance. Ask him to set somebody free. Hallelujah. Jesus says, unless a person is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see what men control. You see what men are doing. But God is greater than man. And God's got a bigger picture than man's picture. Tell God, show me your kingdom. Show me what you're doing in this world. Hallelujah. If you could see the kingdom, you wouldn't be worried about Donald Trump. Amen. I'm here to tell somebody. I quit worrying about Trump. He might win again. I was getting anxious because he might win again. I had to put it in God's hand. I said, God, you still on the throne. God, you still in control. And even if Trump is in the White House, God is still going to have his way. I ain't going to lose no sleep over Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't give me health. Donald Trump didn't put food on my table. Donald Trump haven't done anything for me. Oh, this anxiety. God might let him win just to increase your faith. And if he do win, don't you jump off the bridge. Don't you kill yourself. Amen. If he do win, just look back over the past few years. If God could bring you through the past 4 years, he'll take you to the next 4. Hallelujah. Still opening doors. Still making a way out of no way. Still blessing me. In spite of Trump. In spite of Pence. In spite of Republicans. He's still blessing me. You got to get a kingdom vision. Kingdom, our God is greater. Hallelujah. He said, unless you're born again, you can't see that God is still in control. Amen. Listen to what Nicodemus said. How can this be? Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus says, you got it wrong. That's how I know you can't see it. Listen to what Jesus says. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit. Amen. Not only do you see it, but he says you can't enter into it. You can't have the kind of peace I'm talking about unless you're born again. Amen. He gives us two conditions. And that's what I want to talk about as we move today, because he's got some good news for you. But we're not ready. We're not ready for what God has for us unless we're born again. Amen. Unless, hallelujah, we've been baptized. Amen. Born of the water. That's talking about baptism. And that's not just going in the water, but that's what the going in the water represents. It represents a repentance. Amen. I repent of my sins. I repent of my past life. God, I've been doing my own thing, but now I've turned around. And I'm not doing my own thing anymore. God, I'm going to live my life your way. I'm going to let you have your way in my life. That's what repentance means. Hallelujah. And you wondering why you can't see it? It's because you got one foot in the church and one foot in the world. It's because you want God to bless you in the world, but you're not blessing God in the church. You got to turn. Come on, church, you got to turn. Turn from your wicked ways. Humble yourself. Let go of control. You're not in control of nothing. You can't make nothing happen. But when you let go and let God, God can make all things happen. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If I'm rich, I can make it. If I'm poor, I can make it. I can do everything. I've learned how to be content in whatever situation I'm in. Come on, church. Come on, come on. Amen. Somebody need deliverance in here. Quit doing it your way. Amen. Turn. Turn. Turn to God. Call on God. Amen. If you seek God, God says, I'll show up. If you open your heart, God says, I'm already knocking at the door. I'm waiting on you to open your heart. And when you open your heart, I'll come in. I'll take up residence in your life. You want to know where the power comes from? It comes from the Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of you. Hallelujah. There's a repentance that we got to do. You've got to renounce who you used to be. Oh, hallelujah. I can tell you today, I'm not what I was. I'm not what I was. I'm not what I used to be. I don't do the things I used to do. I don't go places that I used to go. There's been a change in my life. There's been a newness brought about. My hands look new. My feet are new. My talk is new. There's something new. Turn. Come on, tell your neighbor, turn. Turn, you gotta turn. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn. Turn, let go and let God have his way in your life. Hallelujah. He said, that's the water. That's the water. The water. The water represents repentance and turning to God. I'm turning, Lord, that's what the choir is saying. Your kingdom come. Come on. I want you to rule in my life. I want you to have charge of my life. I'm not in control anymore. I'm going to do it your way. There's a blessing in doing it God's way. But then he says, not only
Not only do you need to turn, but he says, you got to be born of the Spirit, baptized. You got to have a spiritual rebirth. Come on, there's a lot of spirits out there. Come on, and a lot of spirits are inhabiting some of us. Amen, amen. You know you got a jealous spirit in you. Come on. You know you got an envious spirit in you. Amen. You know you got an unforgiving spirit in you. There's some spirits that are on the inside of us. And we need to have the Spirit of God to come in and clean us up. Kick out those other demonic spirits. Come on. That's why you can't get loose. Get that spirit kicked out of your life. Amen. Get that addiction kicked out of your life. Let the Holy Spirit kick it out. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit, when he comes in, will quicken your spirit so that you will be in tune with the things of God. Listen to what he says. It takes you to another level. It's one thing to see the kingdom. But it's another thing to experience. And see, that's what's wrong with many of us. We're not experiencing the kingdom. And because we're not experiencing the kingdom, because we have not entered in to the joy of the kingdom, we are distracted. We are pulled away by every little thing that comes along. Come on, but when you're satisfied, Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on. I'll mess with you. Don't make me mess with you. Don't make me go there. Hallelujah. I've been married for 35 years. It ain't been easy. But guess what? God satisfied me at home, so I don't have to go anywhere else. I don't have to look at anything else. Hallelujah. I tell the world I got too much to lose. He that findeth a good wife findeth a good thing. And we need to celebrate that in the church sometime. I'm not ashamed to say I found a good thing. Man, got to talk about something that the real churches are talking about. Hallelujah. We're talking about this heavenly stuff. Amen. People are struggling with their marriages. Amen. My daughter just talked to me. She said, I went to a church. Amen. We went out. They was playing music and had a good time on a Friday night. But the topic of the night, she said, the music was just the beginning. But she said, when they calmed things down, she said, the pastor and his wife talked to them, young couples, about how to affair-proof your marriage. Come on, somebody. Amen. We need to have that discussion with some of our young couples in the house, because you can get tempted when you're young. You can get drawn away. You can get caught up in the flesh. And because the church ain't talking about it, people are doing it and thinking it's all right. It's not all right. It's not okay. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. Marriage is of God. It's the way God intended it. God blesses marriages, and marriages bless families. You got to teach the principle. You can be married and be blessed. Life ain't going to be easy, but you still can be blessed. Tell couples, you got to grow together. You got to go through some stuff. Amen. So you can make it in a storm. Amen. Amen. You don't need no arrangement. Hallelujah. You need to be all in. If you're going to survive, if you're going to pass the test, you got to be all in. Hallelujah. He said, you got to be born again. You got to be born again so that you can enter in. He's preparing his student, because he says to him, you're a teacher of Israel, and you don't understand these very elementary principles. If you don't understand earthly things, how are you going to handle it? when I give you something that's from heaven. Oh, that's why I've been talking so long, because I'm trying to get you to the point where you'll hear what Jesus said when he speaks a heavenly message. Amen. See, when the Pharisees were dealing with God, it was all about rules and regulations. They didn't know about grace. They didn't know about the mercy of God. It was all about the rituals. And it was in keeping the rituals and doing the right thing on the outside that you assured your relationship with God. But Jesus says, God is concerned about more than Jews. Come on, that's the first heavenly message. You ought to shout, I'm not a Jew. So I got to shout right there. I'm so glad God is concerned about more people than the Jews. I'm so glad God is concerned about Gentiles. I'm so glad God is concerned about people that look like me, about people that talk like me. I'm so glad that God cares about me. I wasn't born in the right bloodline, but guess what? I am in the line, because what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus put me in the right family. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. All right, I got a heavenly message. Here's what Jesus says. I got something to tell you. He says, verse 13, the message. No one has ascended to heaven. He says, can't nobody down here tell you this one. Come on. Can't nobody from the earth tell you what I'm getting ready to tell you. No one has ascended to heaven except or but he who came down from heaven. And he says, Nicodemus, I got something to tell you. He says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Listen at verse 15. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal. Come on, that's good news. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a shout right there. Whoever believes has life. But listen what he says. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He who believed is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light came into the world and they loved darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But here's the shout. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. I don't know how you feel about it, but the songwriter said, walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world, amazing grace, shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my knees. He saw my knees. He saw my knees. I shall forever look to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous that grace that caught my falling soul. He looked,
He looked beyond all of my faults, and he saw my knees. Won't he do it? He's able. Pick you up, turn you around, plant your feet on solid ground. Won't he do it? Hallelujah. Why don't you praise him? This joy that I have, the world didn't give it. And since the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. 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 Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. Would you stand on your feet? Yes. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. The Lord will. Hallelujah. The Lord will. The Lord will make a way. He'll make a way. He'll make a way.